It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
The police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy.
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
And welcome to Speak Out. It's Wednesday, March 31st, 2021. Can you believe it? All 31 days are dropping off the calendar for March, and April is coming in like a lamb tomorrow. I can almost guarantee that from doing the weather this morning, that March is going out like a lion, April coming in like a lamb, because tomorrow is going to be, if there's wind, and the temperatures are going to be close to 90 degrees. So looking good for tomorrow. Hey, high of 84 today, so you really can't beat that except for, you know, what we call nice weather for ducks, right, Roger?
That's right.
So we have Roger Burley and Mike White here from the American Legion. Roger's actually a third-year trustee. Mike is the adjutant for American Legion post number 81. Did I get all that right?
You did.
Yes. Boy, I even enunciated it, too. A couple of housekeeping items. We've got basketball tonight, NBA basketball, Phoenix Suns back on the court, taking on the Bullies, the Chicago Bulls, 7 p.m. tip-off, and that's on the sports station, 980 a.m., 94.3 in Kingman and Lake Havasu City, 100.5 Bullhead City, Laughlin, Mojave Valley, and Needles. Then tomorrow, it's again, you know, my favorite time of the year is when the Major League Baseball season starts. And I grew up with baseball as a kid. I boycotted after the strike in 94, I believe it was. And they went on strike in April. I boycotted for like 20 years. Can you believe that? And now I'm just I'm a hardcore D-backs fan. So D-backs at San Diego. It's not the home opener this year. Opening day is on the road for the D-backs. First pitch, 1:10 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. And then the Snakes back on the diamond on Friday night at 7:10 against the Padres. This is kind of special because we've got London Bridge Renaissance Fair and Joust General Admission tickets here at KNTR Talk. And I've got about 8 pair left, along with, I'm going to give away a pair, at least one pair today, with 2 Mojave Mortgage beer pint glasses. So there you have that. And then the ASU Changemakers Food Drive. Last day to donate is today. And you want to take those canned food or non-perishable items over to 100 University Way here in Lake Havasu City. That's the ASU Havasu admin office. So Changemakers Food Drive. Last day today. Now we could talk about Tin Man. I want to know, Roger or Mike, where this name came from, Tin Man, because to me, I don't think of golf when I think of Tin Man.
Well, it's a parody, really, from the old Ironman tournament. They used to have a 54-hole one-day tournament in town, and I don't know if they still do or not, but none of us are young enough to play in it anyway.
Oh, okay.
So Rick and Sonny Fulmer started the Tin Man tournament as a parody. So they got 30, 40 people to sign up and play. Now, what do we do with the money?
I guess it's better than stealing the name Tin Cup, right?
Oh, yeah, we couldn't do that.
Exactly.
We'd get a strike for that.
Sure, 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 sure.
So anyway, they started that, and then they had to decide what to do with the money, and Sonny and Rick decided that they wanted to donate the proceeds to the local children's charities. And that's exactly what they did. So all the money stays right here in the city of Lake Havasu, and it all goes to children's charities. And we've only changed one of those charities since we took over 2 years ago. And we've just added Haven House to our list of charities.
Very worthwhile.
Oh, my God. I tell you what, you go down to Haven House and you take the tour, and a grown man will have tears in his eyes.
No kidding.
Well, it's a very emotional thing in what they do to take care of the kids.
Yeah, it absolutely is. There's no question about it.
I love Mary Lou. She's a great guest too, the director over there. So, tell me about the history, more history of this event. This goes back 19 years.
Yep, 19 years ago, Rick and Sonny Fulmer started it. They had a successful business in town. And we're looking for a way to have some fun and give back to the community. So they started this tournament. Mm-hmm. And 2 years ago, I played in it for about seven. I guess this would be my seventh year that I played in it. I got to know Rick and Sonny. And Rick went up to Rick a couple years ago, and I said, "Hey, Rick," I said, "where do we sign up for your tournament?" He goes, "You know what, Roger," he says, I think that Sonny and I just got to kind of take a break. It's 17 years into this thing, and, you know, I'm just thinking that. I said, "Hey, wait a minute, Rick." I said, "How about you let Sue and I, my wife Sue and I, come in and you train us and show us how to put this thing together, and we keep it going, because I love the tournament, I love the format, and I love the charities." Rick goes, "You're serious." I said, "I'm serious." So we worked with Rick and Sonny, got a feel for the tournament, did it last year after the COVID distancing and all that stuff went off.
Right.
We were somewhat successful, but this year will be better. And so we're off and running with this tournament. And it's a wonderful thing, I'll tell you. To be able to bring this to this city and donate to those children is something that, if it doesn't warm your heart, I don't know what will.
So, Mike, Haven House isn't the only recipient of the proceeds, though, right? The portion of the entry fee goes to other charities as well here in Lake Havasu City, correct?
Yes, it does. One of which is for after-school activities, programs, future business leaders of Lake Havasu, girls and boys golf programs of Lake Havasu City High School.
Right, right, right. And those golfers at Lake Havasu High School, they could actually enter this tournament as well, couldn't they?
Yes, they can, actually. If we do it on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Oh, I see.
Of course, yeah. Monday, you know where
it
they're
is
at.
It is a Monday.
They're in school on Monday.
If I was a golf coach, I'd give them a pass. But well, I'm not the coach, so.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. those kids are amazing.
That's good networking skills, right?
Yes, it is.
That's what this would promote. So, okay, tell me how someone would enter this tournament. And I'm reading today's the last day. Is that right?
Well, we're moving it back to next Monday.
Okay.
We still have plenty of time to put all the teams together. We'd like to pick up another at least 20 players so that we fill up all the holes, maybe, and then double on some holes.
So is that Monday the 5th?
Yeah, it'll be Monday
okay.
the 5th.
All right.
So we'll take entries till Monday the 5th. And if you twist my arm, I might even go to Tuesday the 6th. So I'm pretty easy about stuff like that.
You the same way with sponsorships, too?
Absolutely. We take sponsorship day of.
Right, right. That's actually pretty normal. Take out the Sharpie and just write on a
yeah.
T-box sign the sponsor's name, right?
Yep.
Absolutely.
But I'd like to just tell you a little bit about why, I guess, we were so interested in keeping this tournament alive. Being on the e-board over at the Legion, I noticed one thing. I don't know if you're familiar with how the Legion was put together, but in 1919 it was formed in actually Paris, France.
After the big war.
By 1,000 officers.
Well, they called it the war to end all wars.
And it wasn't.
Yeah, and it obviously was not.
And we call it the four pillars of the Legion, what they stand for. One is for, obviously, the Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation. One's for national security. And one is to promote Americanism. Now, the fourth one is where we were weak, was for the children and youth. So by bringing this tournament over and putting it under our 501(c), mm-hmm. that fills that pillar, that last pillar, in our obligation to the community. So this thing worked out perfectly.
Right.
Because when I brought the to the e-board, when I brought it to our executives, I said, this is what I'm working on. I don't want to make a decision on this until you guys agree that this is something we want to do, because this is not a two-person show.
So how many golfers do you, Mike, do you normally have at this tournament? What is the entry like?
Well, I think you have, about 60 golfers now?
60 signed up, and we've got 10 sitting on the fence, I think, right now.
And I don't see a format here. We have a shotgun start, but what's the format?
Okay, the format is a four-man scramble.
Okay.
All right.
Best ball. Right.
Yep. And you're able to move that around, I guess, if you want to, but the only change that we've made in this wide-open best ball is the fact that this year on we have a new rules committee, I guess. And what we're going to do is we're going to make everybody have one drive on the front nine and one drive on the back nine, which it levels the playing field out even more.
I don't understand. You mean everybody on the team?
Yep. If you're a four-man team.
Yeah.
And you and I are on the team, and Mike and one other guy.
And my long game sucks.
That's okay.
Okay.
Because we would be forced to take one of your drives on the front nine.
Oh, boy.
And we'd be forced to take one of your drives on the back
that
nine.
That does level the playing field, especially if you're going to play one of my drives.
Yeah. And it just one way to make it more fair.
Sure.
It's a computer draw, so you don't know who your other three buddies are going to be that day, because the computer picks it by your handicap. And you can make up any handicap you want, but the computer is going to level that out, too.
So a foursome can enter, but not necessarily be on the same team.
They more than likely won't.
Right, right.
So we can't, we won't be bringing in these heavy hitter stack teams to win $1,000 or $500 or whatever. So I've actually won the thing twice, and I'm not a very good golfer.
That's going to really make it interesting. Who's keeping score on all this?
Well, you keep your own score.
Okay. No, I mean when you get back to the clubhouse, who's going to compile everything?
Oh, we have two guys that do that.
Okay, good.
That are good at it. So they'll come in, they'll sit down and run the numbers. I'm not sure if they run that through the computer or not. I guess I've never been witness.
There is a program for that.
There is a program
for it. I've
used
it before. Yeah, it's lots and lots of fun. It's much better when the golf pros than the pro shop do it for you, though, let me tell you.
Paul, I might add also that the executive board at the American Legion was absolutely excited to bring this charity on board, and Roger's done a super job of putting it together. We can always use more golfers, we can always use more hole sponsors, and we could use as much support as people want to give us the day of.
All right, let's take a short break and we'll tell people how they can enter. The easiest way to enter, the entry fee, and we'll reiterate where that fee, a portion of that fee goes to, which is a number of charities, children's charities, and worthwhile causes here in Lake Havasu City. All the money stays local, folks. Back with more in a moment. I'm with Roger Burley and Mike White from American Legion Post 81. Roger's the event chair for the Tin Man Golf Tournament. Mike is the adjutant, and I'm interested to find out what that is. Is that like me where I agitate people? Anyway, let's take a short break, and we'll be back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. Stay with us.
About night things in the middle of the afternoon, and while my hands make a living, my mind's home.
All right, music from Merle Haggard, by request, by the way. Roger Burley, the big classic country fan. Hey, I like the Hag. I grew up with this stuff.
I know. I love it.
Yeah, so there you go. You and Buster Johnson. Perfect.
Oh, Buster.
Yeah, Buster loves his classic country. All right, Speak Out, brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. GDK CPA LLC, Horizon Community Bank, Springburg McAndrew Financial Services, Patio Paradise, and Connected Computer and Technology. Don't forget, we stream at KNTRTalk.com 24/7, and our show archives are at KNTRTalk.com as well. And a reminder, at 11:30, we'll have Luca Zana. He's coming in to talk about the Social Contact Club of Kingman, and we're back with Roger Burley and Mike White from the American Legion Post 81, and we're talking about the 10-man golf tournament, and we wanted to tell people where they can sign up if they want to play in this tournament. And which course is it at, by the way?
We're playing at the Refuge.
Okay, perfect.
Okay,
I don't think we had touched on that.
No.
Yeah.
Playing at the Refuge. Registration is at 7 o'clock. 8 o'clock is a shotgun start. And if you want to sign up for that, you can pick up the sign-up sheets at the Legion, the VFW, the Refuge, the Moose, and the Elks. Or you can call me directly at 701-261-3249, and I'll sign you up.
701-261-3249. 3249. All right.
Yep.
I like numbers that end in 4-9. Reminds me of Junior Samples. You remember that? BR549.
Reminds me of my birth date.
Oh, 1949, huh? There you go. You just gave that one away.
I don't care.
All right. Or is it April 9th?
No, February.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, just to give you an idea where we've come with this in 1 year, we had a very short envelope of time to put it together last year, so we weren't able to go out and contact as many of the hole sponsors as we needed.
Mm-hmm.
So our contribution back to the charities was $4,700. Just a ballpark, but I'm sure this is going to be the low number. This year, those four charities will probably split up $10,000.
My goodness.
So we've come a long ways with this tournament, and we're fixing to go a lot farther.
Do they split that evenly?
We do.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, we split it four ways. And
$2,500 each?
And present them with a check.
Nice deal. All right, I'm dying to know, Mr. White, Mike. I've interviewed you before because of Run to the Sun and all that.
Right.
What is an adjutant for the American Legion? What does the adjutant do?
Kindly known as the agitator.
Oh, really? So I was right.
Yep.
Okay. You make it happen, or you bug people to make it happen.
The short answer is the adjutant basically is the executive assistant to the commander.
Oh, very good.
So it's up to him to keep the commander informed on things that are happening within the Legion and during the meetings, rules of Robert, and certain rules of order that we have.
I should probably ask you both, what branch of the service did you serve in? Roger.
Army.
Navy.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you both for your service. We appreciate that. And thank you for your involvement with this tournament. It's a very worthwhile cause, obviously. $10,000 and counting, right?
And counting.
Going to local charities in Lake Havasu City. All the money, folks, stays right here in town with those local charities or organizations that need that money. So, all right, one more time. It's 701-261-3249. Believe it or not, there are listeners out there who carry a pen and write these things down. 701-261-3249. That's Roger Burley's number if you're interested in the 10-man golf tournament at the Refuge Golf Club on Monday, April 12th. The only thing I have against that is the 7 a.m. start.
Oh, I know.
I'll be up way earlier than that on a Monday.
Yeah, it's going to get hot out.
Yeah, it is. It is going to be a little warm that day, more than likely. So,
can we sign Paul up?
I don't know. Can I?
Well, I have to work that day.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, seriously. Oh, okay. There's, yeah, Monday, no bueno, not a good day for me for an event. So, unless we're doing a remote. Lunch is also available?
Yeah, $80 includes your green fees, golf cart, and lunch.
Okay.
And then we have several, I guess, prizes that we'll end up giving away after we sell all the raffle tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll go on for a little while. I mean, and then we have to give away first, second, third, and then hardest working team, of course, which I have also...
That would be your team.
Which I have also won.
I would say hardest working team because you're the organizer. No. You're the event chair.
Yeah, that's the last place, boys.
No, I got you. Okay. That's why you've won it before. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. All right. Anything else you want to add before we go to break?
I don't know, Mike. What do you think?
We still need hole sponsors and we need golfers.
Yep. Certainly, like, if you got a chance to call in and I can hook you up, please give me a call. We'd love to have you.
Absolutely. All right. Again, that number is 701-261-3249. If you need that number, call the station a little bit later at 855-9336, and we'll pass that along to you. Gentlemen, thank you again for your service, and thanks for being here on Speak Out today.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you,
Great
Paul.
Great job. All right, and good luck with the tournament. Monday, April 12th, again, at the Refuge Golf Club. Shotgun start at 8 o'clock. 7 o'clock is the check-in.
That's right.
Back with more in a moment. We'll have Luke Azana on the other side of the break. I'm Paul Lavoie. Stay with us. We're back on Speak Out, brought to you in part by Mojave Community College, Shagru's Family of Restaurants, Better Business Bureau, SamsGuns.com, SunPower by Esme Electric, Big Sky Insurance, Herb's Herbs, and by the Lewis team at Coldwell Banker Realty, with over 1,000 homes sold and counting. And now, proud to welcome my new best friend onto the show. You know why you're my new best friend, right, Luca?
Well, you tell me.
You're my new best friend because you brought me a present.
Okay.
Anyone that brings me free stuff or swag, you know what swag is. You're in radio.
Well, I guess I got an idea.
This is Zana Coffee, straight shot, organic espresso.
Yes, that's my blend. I made it a few years ago when I was looking for the perfect coffee. And I'm very picky, and I'm kind of a hoarder, so I always like to make at least...
Wait, you can't admit you're a hoarder.
Yes, I am, and I love it, you know. When I like something, I need to hoard it, so...
Yeah, that's funny.
You know, I don't know, maybe just my instinct. So I wanted to get like a few hundred pounds of coffee just for the rainy days. And
yeah.
I made the blend. I found the organic beans imported by very good coffee makers in South, you know, they import from all over the world.
Sure.
I make my own blend, mixing different type of coffee beans, toast it in an organic roastery, and then I package it with my own official brand. It's Zana Coffee. So
okay, so real quick, just so I know you have the gift of gab, just like me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Luca and I, folks, go all the way back to an event. It was a protest at Bullhead City Hall. You remember that?
14 years ago.
You had a sidearm on because they weren't allowing guns on the campus.
I don't remember what happened.
I was doing a radio report.
Yes, yes.
And it was in real time.
Yes.
And we were supposed to do 2 minutes, and you went about 2 minutes and 30 seconds over.
Of course, I'm terrible at that.
Just
you. Know that.
You. So anyway, tell me, before we get to the social context.
Yes.
Tell me, the picture here has a cup of espresso.
My cup.
And a weapon.
That's what, my gun.
Okay, describe the gun.
That's my Glock 17.
Okay.
And normally when I go to the range, I bring my coffee.
Okay.
You know, I enjoy little things in life. That's all we have left for now. So I bring my organic coffee, Zana Coffee, and I go shoot. That's what I do. That's called straight-shot espresso. Start your day with a bang.
All right, so I'm going to give you a free plug here.
Go
since
ahead.
You took the time to come into the studio.
Of course.
And that, where can people order your straight-shot espresso?
ZannaCoffee.com, of course.
Okay.
And
Z-A-N-N-A.
Mm-hmm. Coffee.com or go to eBay, put Zanna Coffee.
Oh, perfect. But your newest project, your brother, Luca Zanna, now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
You're an ordained minister.
Yes, I am. And
tell me about the Social Contact Club.
Social Contact Club was born as an idea inspired me by angels up there, of course. Bottom line is this one. I believe in freedom. That's
right.
My belief. Okay, I have my own personal religious belief. I keep it for myself. I'm not trying to convert anyone about my belief. But when it comes down to something, I believe that as humanity, we should unite, and as Americans especially, I believe that freedom is supposed to be some sort of a right that we should have as every human being. I don't care which color of your race, accent, whatever. We all want to be free human beings. Now, unfortunately, you know, freedom in this world, and especially even in America, is being under attack.
Boy, that's no kidding.
So I say this is more than just a political view. This is not just, okay, I believe in this, I believe in that, politically or economically. You know, this is about my personal religious belief. So what happened? About 10 years ago, I came out with the idea that I wanted to find the religion of freedom. And I've been pretty much professing that, and I said, the religion of freedom, everybody's welcome. We just ask one thing, to believe in individual rights, to believe in respecting each other, and don't be a pain in the arse, okay? That's bottom line.
He said arse.
Arse,
yes,
of course. I'm
absolutely
trying to keep FCC compliance. And also for the ladies out there, of course.
Sure.
So anyway, that was for me, for many years, I've been professing this belief. Now, after all this lockdown that I believe it was very unconstitutional, arbitrarily, you know, selective enforcement, you know, you are necessary, you're not necessary. Who made you God to tell me if I had to live or die in my business? Everyone is necessary. Go down to my kids if I cannot feed them this tonight or pay their rent or if I'm necessary or not. So if Walmart can stay open or any other big corporation can stay open or a church can be open, I'm going to be open.
Yeah, why can't Joe's Hardware store stay open? I agree.
So anyway, that started with me beside, you know, the religion of freedom and the Social Contact Club. Now we'll go there in a second. I started professing this belief in my self-defense business that I also was your guest and also your sponsor.
Krav Maga.
Krav Maga, Arizona Krav Maga in Havasu and also, you know, Kingman First on Force in Kingman. Mm-hmm. So I was the only facility open. I'm very upfront about it. I put videos out. I sent video to the mayor, to the county attorney, to the health department. When everybody was shut down, every gym was shut down, I say, I am open, and I challenge you to shut me down. Reason why? Because this is not just a gym. This is the temple, and this is the temple of self-defense. Mm-hmm. And I believe in self-defense. People can go now to churches. The churches were open. You can go to any church you want. That's fine. I respect that. This is my church. This is my temple. I was dressed, of course, like a monk, and that's the way I'd like it. And I challenge everyone.
Nothing too extreme for Luca Zanna.
Why not? I mean, this is the point. I truly want to make a point.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I say, you know what? I use the logic. If the church can be open, this temple of self-defense will be open. From there, I got the idea. I say, you know what? It's an inspiration, as I said. Not even an idea. Let's make it even better. Now, let's just really get ordained. So I got my ordained minister. I can celebrate weddings. Of course, going to be my type of style weddings. But regardless, and the religion of freedom continues, activities at night. During the day, we believe in self-defense. At night, of course, we believe in in freedom and life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Exactly what this government doesn't want you to have. Happiness. I want to be happy. I want to enjoy life. I want to have like-minded people that we get together, we have fun, we play music, we do good stuff, and more important, you know, we give the middle finger to every one of the government that wants to oppress us.
Well, the name says it all.
Yes.
Social Contact Club, mm-hmm. Not Social Distancing Club,
mm-hmm.
Social Contact Club of Kingman. Where is it located?
Okay, we're at 3001 Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, Arizona.
That's right next to the Miner, correct?
Yes, next to the Miner, and we're exactly the opposite of what many times you read in the paper. If you believe that you need to wear that Chinese tablecloth in front of your mouth to keep you safe, That's not the place to come.
Steve Tuminello calls it a face diaper.
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry. And especially when you have, you know, logic. I say, listen, I'm not judging. If you like to make you feel good for your mind, for your psychic, you know, that's great. But reality, let's look at science. I bought several of these boxes of face masks directly from the manufacturer. Says this mask will not stop any virus. That's it. That's what it says.
Oh,
I got a photo.
You can't argue with that.
So anyway, that's a feel good. Then when you have a city or mayor, like an ordinance, even if it's unconstitutional, whatever, says that you can wear a mask or even a bandana, what type of science we have there? I mean, listen, I'm not a doctor, but I don't need to have 10 years of medical degree to understand sizes, okay? That face mask will stop a virus as your underwear will stop a fart. Simple as that. Sorry for the French, okay?
That's okay.
I was too fancy, okay?
And I am French, by the way. You
I know you're French.
You're
apparently
from Italy, correct?
Yes, I was from Italy. I'm from Italy, yep.
That would be southern Italy. You look
well,
like,
I was
not
in Rome. My family, I was born in Rome. My part of my family from south, some other part from my family is kind of mid, east, north, kind of a mix, but, you know, we all come from somewhere, I guess.
Absolutely. When did you leave Italy?
Fortunately and happily, 22 years ago, October 1998, and I still have family there, don't get me wrong. I wish I could just grab them all together, bring them with me, because it's still my family, but I can't stand the country.
Yeah, well, most of Europe is now under lockdown still. And travel restrictions in place and that sort of thing. And as we know, that lockdowns don't work.
No, not only it'll work. It works for what they want it to do, the work.
Control.
Control, mm-hmm. Destruction, completely the great reset, they call it. You know, after all, you're going to have already people killed. More people are dead in Italy by suicide than by coronavirus.
Oh, my goodness.
This is so sad.
So I want to get to the club.
Yes.
Also, I may circle back, if you
yes,
will, like
please,
Dan Psaki would say, to Italy. But the club, when people pay for a membership at the club, $35
a year. $30
a year
for regular membership.
$30 a year.
Yes.
What do they get?
What they get? First of all, you have access to our club. As I said, we are a religious club, truly. We have bylaws, and we have, you know, as a temple. So the idea is that being a religious club, according to the latest ruling by the Supreme Court, mm-hmm. Religious clubs cannot be shut down during pandemic.
Well, music is my religion.
Perfect. You see that?
And we practiced my religion together.
I love it.
And that was great.
You're a great drummer.
This guy is the loudest bass player you've ever heard in your whole life.
I was deaf that day. I had a big ear plug. I'm so sorry. You know,
That's all right.
I just enjoy.
I thought you always played that loud.
Well, not really. Normally, I'm a little better with my earrings, but I got an ear plug. But, you know, I really enjoy. This is something I like. And that's the idea. You know, with $30, you can come and be part of the club. By the way, I'm very selective. I want to be very fair here. This is not like the Red Cross and, you know, giving you like a public access to a glass of water, okay?
Right.
I am very selective. Unless, you know, we must like each other, or more important, I must like you. Mm-hmm. There, consider me the Pope, okay? Forget about Brother
you're,
Luca.
You're the Pope inside those four walls.
Yeah, no, listen, this is not a democracy. Okay?
Right,
this
right.
This is a private place. Mm-hmm. I want like-minded people. Doesn't mean that we need to agree on everything. Absolutely. I want people to challenge my opinions and prove me wrong every time I can. I love that. But let me tell you, you know, if you allow me to, of course, I want to be clear. And I know some people, maybe few, I don't know many people of that type of marketing niche is going to listen to this station, but if you voted for Biden, I don't want you there. Simple as that. I'm going to be upfront. I have people that say I have different opinion. No. Your opinion now is treason for me. Mm-hmm. Your opinion destroyed the future of my children. Your opinion, I have to pay $50 every more I go to the freaking gas station. Mm-hmm. Your opinion now, I see this country in the hands of China. This opinion, by the way, I still have a problem with this election, needs to be found out what really happened. So it's not like 40 years ago, you're a Democrat, Republican, okay, we shake hands. I know you're a little more kind of, 40 years ago, Democrats, they were patriots, by the way, compared to now.
Now, another friend of the station, Leo Biasucci,
mm-hmm.
You've had him into the club several times.
Yes, he's a VIP member, by the way.
You do a radio show from there, don't you?
Yeah, every Friday, you know, my humble, you know, with my little accents and limitation, but I'm very excited to share the guests that we have, the opinions that we have, also the voices from our members. I had Leo Biasucci 2 weeks ago. I had Senator, by the way, State Representative Leo Biasucci, I like to call him.
I like it when you say that name.
You know?
Yeah, you say it correctly, you know. Leo Biasucci.
At least that I can get it right.
Exactly.
And of course, State Senator Sonny Borelli, mm-hmm. they were both guests last Friday. We play first on YouTube, of course, and then we rebroadcast. And for courtesy, I don't need to say the station where, but it's an AM radio station. We rebroadcast the station, the rebroadcast station. So I'm very excited. The idea is to broadcast the message of freedom. As I said, I want people that we stand together against this wave of tyranny.
And it's important to note, you don't have a kitchen. If you want to bring in mm-hmm. your own beverages,
yes.
either adult or soft drinks,
yes.
you can bring your own in, and food as well, correct?
Yes, correct, because I don't want to beg any license from the health department, or even worse, Phoenix with the alcohol licensing. You know what happened? You know, all this during this pandemic or whatever, plandemic, whatever you want to call it, business, they've been really blackmailed to be shut down with, first of all, the alcohol license. Mm-hmm. Second, the health department feels entitled to come and see you, even if you just serve a little coffee. If I was offering free coffee, I had to get this health department license and have him in the back of my mind every day I go there. So, no. They are not allowed to come there. Nobody's allowed to come there. Think about it. It's my private house
right.
outside my house.
Well, especially if it was Zana Coffee, they charge you double.
Oh,
for the permit.
Terrible.
All right. You can call in if you'd like to ask Luca a question. 854-KNTR. 854-5687. We ask that you be respectful of his beliefs and the Social Contact Club and what it stands for.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have a VIP room.
Yes, we have a VIP room. It's beautiful. We are great people. By the way, you're a VIP too. You know that.
I know. I
okay.
even know my number.
All right.
57.
And socialcontactclub.com.
Yeah.
You can see what we do. We have videos. We have games. We have darts. We have foosball. We have, of course, arm wrestling. We have great people also being endorsing us. You know, Kevin Sorbo.
Yeah, Kevin Sorbo, Hercules.
Yes, he's my hero. When I was a kid, I used to watch in boarding school all his different, you know, episodes. I said, one day I'll come to America and I will talk to him. Not only I'm talking to him, now he's endorsing my club. That's
he's a staunch conservative, isn't he?
Oh, he's top. I love him.
All right. So tell me about the, you have a punching, it's a force, it measures the force of your punch?
Yes, yes, this is very great, you know, oh, no, it's not really correctly English. Great, very great. But
no,
it's
that,
great.
That was great.
It's a punching bag that there is a sensor on top, and when you punch, we can read how many pounds of energy you deliver. This is great because you can have fun. You know, we don't need to become their Bruce Lee, but the idea is to have fun, to have physical activities. I'm also beside a certified black belt in Israel,
ooh,
of Krav Maga instructor.
Wow.
And don't get me wrong, I call myself a professional student. I'm always studying. You know, now in next school weeks, I need to go to Virginia to study with Master Cohen
right.
for my law enforcement instructor, Krav Maga. So it's always a process. But the point is, we try to put some physical activity into this club. Say, you can come there, drink your wine, or have fun and listen to music. That's great. But if you want to be active, I'm also a personal trainer, certified with NSM. And I try to put a little bit of fun. So, for example, now we have the challenge of the punching or the elbow strike.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever makes more score gets $5.
Oh,
something fun.
Very good.
Now we have another one. It's the hanging bar. You can hang like a little monkey. And if you last more than 2 minutes, you win $5. Okay?
Really?
Yeah, stuff like
perfect.
That.
Perfect. Or you can take $5 off the membership.
Maybe, why not?
Yeah, why not? Why not? All right, it's the Social Contact Club in Kingman. I think you said 3001?
3001 Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, Arizona. By easy, go to socialcontactclub.com. You can find us on Facebook. If you want to give us a bad review just because you're not allowed to come in, that's fine. I don't really care.
Exactly.
I had a couple of those. Oh, you didn't let me in. Of course. You know, you stink, first of all. You're already drunk. Third, you voted for Biden. I don't want you here.
Oh, very good. All right, let's go back to Italy.
Yes.
All right. Where you're originally from, Rome, you said.
Mm-hmm.
And do you find the political climate in the United States now similar to when you left Italy?
Well, Italy, unfortunately, they never really have a political climate. It's always been one climate. It's always been like
state-run.
State-run, communist-run. You know, people don't understand they have inalienable rights. Nobody fought the revolution before them. Unfortunately, you know, I said that. I come from there. I'm not trying to bring my fellow Italians, you know, former Italians, because I'm not Italian anymore, but anyway, down. But since the time of the Romans, they always were two classes, masters and slaves. Then you come to the Middle Ages, masters and slaves, or serfs. And then, of course, the New Republic, they call it Republic, is still master and serfs. Mm. Because after all, if you work for the government, you are master. Then there are the enforcers, you know, in case the police or the military. And then, of course, you have the serfs. I was lucky enough when I was growing up in Italy, my family was kind of unusual. My uncle was a three-star general. I was in military school, even I went to boarding school, but I was kind of bred into that type of environment that, you know, was not exactly the type. I used to have my first rifle when I was 9. You can even have a slingshot in Italy. So coming from that privilege, but it wasn't a right.
So you were one of the haves, not the have-nots.
And that's terrible. You know, I want to be a human being having rights. That's why I left Italy. I came to America. Now the sad thing, we start to see this gap closing. And I'm glad that we still have some attrition, because otherwise we'd be already dead. There is still the old generation or the past generation, and maybe some of the young generation fighting back. Unfortunately, you know, the school system is public re-education, I call it, is destroying good part of the new generation.
You have too many people that think that their rights are derived from government now.
Exactly.
And the government is, that's not what they're there for. The states form the government.
Exactly.
Not the government forming the states.
And I still have individual rights. You know, Biden can write all the executive order he wants. The right of free speech is the right of free speech. The right to keep and bear arms doesn't come from the Ninth Circuit Court. It's our rights. And the point is, the one point, this Constitution, Bill of Rights, they don't fight for themselves. You can write the most beautiful thing in this Constitution. Our founding fathers gave us a great gift. But if you don't stand up for it, they're going to disappear. We have rights until we are not afraid to fight for it. That's the bottom line.
Right.
That's why you should join the Social Contact Club. We have great activities. We have fun. We have like-minded people. We unite. We also plan. We try to stand up for our rights at local county level. We invite and we support state representative, any federal representative that believes in freedom, constitution. We have this idea. Bill of Rights, United States Constitution, and Declaration of Independence are our scriptures. That's the bottom line. Then you can keep your personal belief. Don't forget Saturday.
Yeah, what's on the agenda for this weekend?
Saturday I met an incredible gentleman. He's a doctor, PhD. He's a retired Marine. Also, he's somebody that has been doing hypnotherapy at the highest level.
A hypnotist?
Hypnotherapist.
Nice.
He's a PhD, 35 years in this business. It's huge. And he's here in Kingman. I can't believe it. And I'm studying with him. You know, I'm also an hypnotherapist, but of course, I'm not like him. I don't have a PhD. I'm a certified board hypnotherapist.
So it's a stop smoking, lose weight hypnotherapist.
It does more than that. But this Saturday, for all people who wants to lose weight, for all people who wants to quit smoking, this is an amazing opportunity. Listen up. It's 2 hours, free session.
Free.
Free. You can give a donation of $5 if you want, but it's a donation.
What if you're a Biden voter?
You know what? At that point,
maybe they could hypnotize you to be a conservative.
Maybe hypnotize you to be a little smarter, okay? let's leave it like that.
Okay, perfect.
But the point is for people who want to quit smoking and lose weight without medication, in 2 hours, is a scientifically proven method that this gentleman, this doctor, Dr. Robert Dean, by the way, he also is the chairman of a non-profit 501c organization that gives all the profit to children of dead, you know, veterans, especially Marines, you know?
Right.
So all the profits go there, okay?
We're down to about a minute.
Bottom line is come. Go to the socialcontactclub.com or call me 928-263-0071. 928-263-0071, because we have limited seats, okay? So you can come there, have an opportunity to lose weight and to quit smoking with Dr. Robert Dean, PhD, great hypnotherapist. You have nothing to lose.
Yeah, just check it out online, folks, socialcontactclub.com, and it pretty much tells you all you need to know about this club in Kingman, just an hour away from Lake Havasu City. And you've got the Krav Maga studio here on Main Street as well.
Yes, and also during the day in Kingman, we do Krav Maga, women's self-defense. You can go, of course, to arizonakravmaga.com and check it out.
Perfect. Luca, great job.
Hey, thank you. You're the best, Paul.
I actually kept you within 20 minutes.
You're amazing. It's your
job. You're amazing.
You're Amy.
Today, Brother Luca Zana, he's an ordained minister.
Yes, I am.
And we're talking about the Social Contact Club. Again, it's socialcontactclub.com. Or if you're interested in a membership or the hypnotherapy sessions, 928 263-0071. And that's Luca on bass, by the way, on this track.
Oh, no, I wish it was like that. In the name of love, in the name of guns, in the name of freedom. That's my blessing.
In the name of music.
Of course,
music. All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. I'll return with a final shot in just a moment. Stay with us. Paul Lavoie back on Speak Out, and we've got Brian Springberg on tomorrow's show, and that's Sound Advice with Brian Springberg, of course, after Speak Out 2.0, and that starts at 11 o'clock. I'll try to do an April Fool's joke on Brian. I don't know. We'll see what happens. All right, on Friday, Good Friday, we've got Pastor Chad Garrison along with Sam Scarmardo. Sam invited Pastor Chad onto the show, and we'll find out all about Good Friday and the traditions with that holiday. All right, until then, I'm Paul Lavoie, living the dream in Lake Havasu City. Hannity is up next, preceded by Fox News. Stay with us. We'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out.